जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैताचन्द जय गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Gauranithai, Gauranithai, Ragvini Krishna, Ragvini Dwarkirisha, Ragvini Dwarkana. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Vakaroti vacham pangulangayategim yatkita chamaham vanne si guru nidhanam paramanamavam si chaitanya swam hariom tat sat Hare Krishna. You got a verse? Chapter 11 at the end. Near the end, so.
Chapter 11, text 52, Bhagavad Gita series, The Universal Form. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sudursanam Idam Rupam, Dristabham Asiyam Mama, Deva Apiyasya Rupasya, Nityam Darsana Kingshina. The Supreme Personality of God has said, My dear Arjuna, this form of mine you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods, after seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear. Purport. In the 48th verse of this chapter, Lord Krishna concluded revealing his universal form and informed Arjuna that this form is not possible to be seen by so many pious activities, sacrifices, etc. Now here, the word Su Durdarsanam is used, indicating that Krishna's two-handed form is still more confidential. One might be able to see the universal form of Krishna by adding a little tinge of devotional service to various activities like penances, Vedic study, and philosophical speculation. It might be possible, but without a tinge of bhakti, one cannot see. That has already been explained. Still, beyond that universal form, the form of Krishna with two hands is still more difficult to see, even for demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva. They desire to see him. And we have evidence in the Srimad Bhagavatam that when he was supposed to be in the womb of his mother, Devaki, all the demigods from heaven came to see the marvel of Krishna. and they offered nice prayers to the Lord, although He was not at that time visible to them. They waited to see Him. A foolish person might deride Him, thinking Him an ordinary person, and might offer respect not to Him, but to the impersonal something within Him. But these are all nonsensical postures. Krishna in His two-armed form is actually desired to be seen even by demigods like Brahma and Shiva. The Supreme Personality of God has said, "My dear Arjuna, this form of mine we are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are ever seeking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear."
So this is after showing the two handed form. Correct? Hari Om Tat Sat. So, by the mercy of Krishna, Arjuna saw the universal form, he also saw the Narayan form, and finally he saw the two-handed form. Now he's used to the two-handed form, and that form Krishna is describing as very difficult to see. He comes once in the day of Brahma for a short time, and that time he comes in his two-handed form. So this is a very rare occasion for the devotees. So we are very fortunate that we are appearing just 5,000 years after Lord Krishna. So we get a chance to see Krishna in his deity form, in the two-handed form. Like here in New Dwarka, we have the Rukmini and Dwarkanish. Rukmini and Dwarkanath, they are in the two-handed form. So also, in Mayapur you have the Radha Madhava and Asasaki, so they are in the two-handed form. Also, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya, he appeared, and he is Krishna who came as a devotee, just to give out His mercy to the conditioned souls. So, that's within the modern history. So, we are very, very fortunate just to come after Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So, it's recommended that we should take advantage of Lord Chaitanya's and Lord Krishna's appearance, and we can fully dedicate ourselves to their lotus feet. So, in Lord Chaitanya, he went to Vrindavan, and there he excavated some of the holy places, like he found Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda. And then he left his six Goswamis who discovered the other hidden tirthas. So now we can see all these holy places. And looking at Maharaj, he's here. He takes the frequent party and he visits all the holy places in the Vrijamandal. That takes about 1 month. We take the devotees on the Navadvip Mandal, that takes about seven to 9 days. So there we see many of the holy places which were frequented by Lord Chaitanya. Also the places which are significant because of their some other leaders have them there. So in this Vrij Mandal and the Mayapur Navadvip Mandal on Parikrama, you can see the holy places. I don't know all the places in the Vrij Mandal. I thought, well, I'll go by a vehicle and I can see it in a week. But it wasn't possible. Just to see the Nandagram and Varsana, it took us 2-3 days. There's so much that the village, Chitsoli, which had the Sakhi Chittadevi, her village, and the Krishna Kunda, which had the seat where Madhu Manga was, placated by the Vajrasi ladies. Called the Madhu Manga Boitak. And then rear side of the Varsana, there's a forest with many little stones. So they said there you build a house of these stones and you can live in a house with Radharani. So what's that forest called? I forget the name now. So we all built some house then. And then we saw the temple of Varsana, and we saw where the Brahman came. He said, I don't have the dowry to give my daughter in marriage. So the Krishna said, I have nothing, I'm just a village boy. All the only thing I own is Radharani. So I'll give Radharani. So the Gopi said, no, how you can get Radharani? Then you can buy her from me for her weight in gold. So like this, they came and somehow they came with so much gold. So the weight of Radharani, they gave him gold, and he gave that to the Brahman. So they can give this as dowry for your marriage expense. Like that, we saw so many places. I mean, the more I think, like, there's a place after place, just in that one area. So it wasn't possible. I thought, well, I'll go and see all the holy places in one week. I'll go by Jeet. But we got as far as Varsana and we got stuck. We couldn't go further. It was so much, we went a few other places, but Varsana itself was very, very attractive. And there, we had as our guide, we had, what's his name? Dinabandhu, we had Dinabandhu. So he had some local Rajavasi girls chant some Rajavasi song. It was very beautiful. I can never forget that place. So there at Chitsoli, the village head, who was Mr. Sharma. He came and he gave us the watermelon. But all monkeys lined up, and they are lined. They want also watermelon. So to see the line of monkeys, and all the devotees started giving the monkeys watermelon, and they were lining up. So it was a very beautiful scene. So there, one place, let's see, that's, the other leelas are very long, but there's one place, a blind devotee 400 years ago had drawn Radha and Krishna dancing like three cock and three hen. So the only thing about this artist was that he was blind. So how can a blind artist, this is a very beautiful, beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna. So it said there, Krishna came and he told the gopis, heard by Radharani, what are you doing looking at the peacock? Is he looking at me? Well, he said, the peacock is dancing, you're not dancing. So he went and danced with the peacock. So he said, so how do you like that? Well, he said, well, it was okay, but peacock danced better than you. So then he danced again with the peacock. And then, this time he danced more. So, they said, well, that was better. But still, the peacock a little better than you. So then he really, really started to dance. So he danced so nicely. And Radharani, she thought, oh, I have to dance with him. So she took like a pea head, and he danced like peacock, and two were dancing. So this leader was captured by this blind devotee, and he drew a picture like that. So it's a beautiful picture and a beautiful pastime. And like this, so many beautiful pastimes. Oh. I thought, well, if I see the pastime in Vrindavan, they'll help me to give the parikrama in Mayapur. But if you go to Vrindavan, the pastime is too touching. I can't go further. So this two-handed form, even the devas, they don't know that there's Krishna. Indra, he made a mistake. He thought that, who is this young boy Krishna? Because, of course, in India, there's so many are named Krishna, Govinda, Gopala. It's common to give the names of God to the children. So, they thought, who is this Gopal? Why is he interfering in my puja? And so he sent the Samvartika. But he didn't know this is the real Gopal. This is Krishna himself. So he lifted the Govardhan Hill with one finger, and all the Vrajavasis took shelter. So then Indra, he came, and he begged for forgiveness. The Shantaka clouds, they retired. They quit. They told Indra, look at this, is your master. Flood him. We leave. So they left. And so Indra came and he bowed down. So Krishna was very merciful. He had given his mercy to Indra. He could have cursed him or replaced him or run down, but rather he He visited Govardhan Hill, and he got the name as Giri Govardhan, and or Govardhan Dari, so like that. This two-handed form is very rare to see. Now somehow Arjuna was seeing all the time, but this two-handed form, he's actually Krishna. So the whole universal form, all the Narayan forms, all the avatars, all the Vishnu forms, everything is coming from this two-handed form. So Arjuna was very, very fortunate to see this form. So as a result, he got the special mercy. Now he's taken advantage that having seen all these things, Duryodhana should have known he doesn't stand a chance if Krishna's on the other side. But unfortunately, the non-devotees, they don't understand the unlimited progress of Krishna. So they face a difficulty. Now, in the glories of this 11th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Mother Parvati, she wanted to hear from Lord Shiva what was the glories. So he told that, you see, there was one Brahmin who used to go and visit the holy places. So in between visiting holy places, he would he visited this one city, one village, and he asked, is there any guest house here? Because it's quite common in India, they have a dharmshala or some guest house for the visitors. I saw this, oh yeah, oh yeah, sure, there's a guest house. So why are they laughing, huh? You didn't understand what's funny. Is it funny? It's a guest house. Anyway, okay, so he went to the guest house. He said, can I stay here? Oh, sure. Ha ha ha. Sure. Ha ha ha. Everyone is welcome here. Ha ha ha. Why is he laughing? So, okay. So he showed, here you have this room. And there are many guests. He said, here's the bathroom. Here's your room. He said, well, I read the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. No problem, you can read Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter. But at 9 o'clock, we close the door. At that time, then we don't open it until the morning. So, that's for your security, of course. Ha, ha, ha. Why all these people here laugh, you know? So he said, okay. So he was staying in his room, and he read his 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He took rest, and then in the morning, he woke up, and he didn't see any of the other guests. They're all gone. But the door was locked. Strange. He went, took his shower, took his bath. Still the door was locked. Where did all the other guests go? So then, finally about 6 or 7 in the morning, the gatekeeper came. he opened the door. When he saw the Ravana, he you're alive. What's wrong? Is something wrong with that? Oh, no. No. This done. Did you have a nice sleep? Oh, yes. Thank you for the guest room. No problem. So then he left. He was going to walk to the next city when one round him. Please, please, help me, help me. You're the only one. You're the one. Please, please, help me. You can save my son. So, what are you talking about? This is a strange place. This is really a strange place. Every lass, the guest housekeeper, is here alive. What's the problem? What is the reason why these people act so strange? So, he said, please slow down. Tell me, how can I help your son? What is the matter? Is he? Then he told the whole story, you see. You see this hill next to the temple, next to the guest house. This hill on the top, there's an ogre, a rakshasa, a man-eater. He eats humans. Now he used to come and visit our village and steal our children. So our elders went and met him. Isn't there some way we can satisfy you without, like, you just coming and raiding us and creating everybody lives in fear? So he said, well, if you build me a guest house, I'll just eat the guests. Oh, that's why these people act so strange. So why didn't they eat me? Why didn't he eat me? You see, I don't know, you chant the 11th chant of Bhagavad Gita. So anyone who chants 11th chant of Bhagavad Gita, he cannot be eaten by the rakshasas. It's good if you ever have to walk to the land of the man-eaters. You want to definitely read the 11th chapter. In any part of America has rakshasas? I don't think so. But in case. I heard in what's that called? There's islands, the Nicobar Islands. I heard there's some islands in the Andaman Nicobar islands that in some of the Nicobar Islands there's still cannibals. And no one can go there. If you go, you end up as their lunch. So the secret would be read 11 chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Water? In any case, so that answered the question why the people were so strange. But he said, well, how can I help to save your son? Well, you see, I went to this rakshasa, and I asked him, you please give back my son. You promise you won't eat my son, our children. He said, well, I didn't eat your child, did I? I only ate the guests. Well, you see, by accident, my child, he went to the guest house because his friend had gone there, and he wanted to bring the friend out, but he got locked in. So you ate him. So I want him back. Well, kind of. I can't give them back. Well, you let me back children. You please. Okay, well, there's one solution. You see, I'm here because of the curse. So, I can get freed from this curse by someone who reads 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita regularly. So there was one person in the guest house. He read the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So I couldn't eat him. He's still there. So if he chants the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita over a glass of water and pours it on me, and then I'll be freed from the curse. Okay, I'll go right now. So say, sir, you're the only hope for my son. Please, please, go out and see the demon. Chant, I'll have a chapter of Bhagavad Gita over a bowl of water and pour it on quickly before you digest it. Okay, well, okay. So he went out to him, and there he saw the demon. So the demon said, I was cursed. I was a farmer in my previous life, and I was plowing my field. And there was some man. He was calling, help! 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 But I thought, well, I'll help him, but I'll just let me finish my plowing. And he was eaten alive by vultures. Like, vultures not only eat a dead person, but if someone's like hurt, injured, and he can't move, then they also eat. So, when a sage saw this, what is this? He didn't go and help this person. He cursed him. Let him be a rakshasa. Let him be a man-eater. And I said, no, I was going to help him. I just thought, I'll finish this once, and I'll go. Yeah, but in the meantime, he was killed. He doesn't know the urgency. I'm very stupid, sir. Please, I want to be freed from this curse. Well, I can't free you, but escape clause, if someone reads the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and pours the water over you, you'll be freed from the curse. So, this is the only hope for me. So that Brahman chanted 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita over the water and poured it over the Rakshasa. And the Rakshasa, he was freed from the curse. He got a divine body, and the son of the Brahmana, he also was, he was there in the spiritual form. Vishnu Dutas came, and they are taking the two back. So, the Brahman, he told the boy, he'll take you. Where are you going? No, I look at that. I'm going back to Godhead. The Vishnu Dutta is taking me back to Godhead. No, but your mother, I need you. Go later. Well, who's the guarantee I'll be able to go later? Now, I'm going to go. The Vishnu Dutta came. No, but your pet doggy, and all your dad, back to God, and come on. No, but your little brother, your sister, they need you. We need you. Dad, listen, read 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and then I'll wait for you. I'll be there in the spiritual world. Come on. Ciao. Goodbye. And there he went. Back to home. Back to God. Harigo. 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 Adarin chapter Bhagavad Gita ki. Adarin chapter Bhagavad Gita ki. Adarin chapter Bhagavad Gita ki. So, it's been a while since I told this story, but this story brings home many things that, one, how we should help the helpless, second is how powerful each chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is. Every chapter has got some leelas, some history, some when I used to live in San Francisco before I was a devotee, just on the Haight Ashbury Street, right in front of me, pow, pow, someone got shot. And everybody walked right up, like, nobody stopped. You know. And I didn't know what to do, I was just there visiting. So, but having read the glories of the 11th chapter, we should have helped him. But I guess nobody wants to be entangled in legal work and all that, but really, someone should help. So, and then, like here in this whole world, very few people know the science of the self. Like here in this verse, it talks about Krishna. Well, they don't even know that the soul is eternal. Why to speak of that? There's a personality of Godhead, there's a supreme, and he has universal form, he has four-handed form, he has a two-handed form. People don't know. So if they knew, they could easily get back to Godhead. Easily. But they don't know. Our Krishna says, those who know my activities, my appearance are divine. They don't take birth again. Janma karma chanayadhyam evang yalde ditatvata taktang deham purar janma naiti maanaiti sarjana. So, we should try to help the conditioned souls to know these basic facts of life. So, if we could know that the soul is eternal, they are the soul, they're living, the living force within the body, then they could easily get saved from this conditioned life. Unfortunately, people don't know. How many people understand, even here say in LA, out of all the millions and millions of people, how many understand that they are eternal spirit souls? And those who understand, how many actually realize it? And those who realize, how many are devotees of Krishna? So, Sahasre, Su, Manushanam, Kashita, Dishitaye, Yatadam, Dishitanam, Maam, Lady, Tat, Kashin, Maam, Lady, Tat, Tat. It's rare to find someone who is a devotee of Krishna. So, every Thursday night I'm here, and it's so nice to see, just before the deities open, so many people come, and they offer their homage, their obeisances to the deities at the last darshan from 8 to 8:30. So, a Zanham, here, some people come and they worship the deities. Many of our temples on a Thursday night, nobody comes. Our Sun Temple, they come. Like where I live in India, Mayapur, packed up every night. But that's a specialty of India, that the people there, some of the people, a higher percentage know. Still, not everyone knows. So, this Krishna conscious movement, we have the task Prabhupada gave us that we should try to give out Krishna consciousness. We should try to give the science of devotional service of Bhakti Yoga to the conditioned souls. So, while you're here, please try to at least one person you should pray from this conditioned life. If you can do more, better, at least one. So in this way, the Bhagavad Gita, we give out the Bhagavad Gita, we give out Krishna's books, we try to give out our Krishna consciousness. I heard recently some lady, she procured the seeds of Tulasi Devi. So she planted the seeds and they grew into a plant. So she's now worshiping Tulasi, taking care of Tulasi. So like this, somehow or another, unknowingly, unknowingly, there is feasible directly Krishna or his devotee, if they take shelter, if they do some service, they'll get unlimited spiritual blessings. So, in this way, the human life, it really is insignificant. Like we're looking now one time in Mayapur, how the ants were crawling from one side to the next. They're shifting their residence or something. They're carrying the eggs and the queen was there. Prabhupada said, just as we look down and we see the ants, they only lived for a few days. We think how insignificant these ants are. Like that, there's higher living entities. They look down on the human beings. They think how insignificant these human beings are. But in our very short life, we can achieve Krishna Bhakti. We can go back to home, back to Godhead, if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, let us take advantage, let us make the best use of the Vyas Bhagavad and be Krishna conscious in this lifetime. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions from those present or on the internet? If you have a question, how many are on the internet watching? You lost the connection. Yes, sir. About what?
Organs like eye donation or liver or kidney donation. Just before you are dead, they ask you to pledge for that, and they donate the eyes, they donate kidneys, they do all such kind of things nowadays. Is it good enough to do those, or?
Well, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, whatever you give, whatever you do, do it as an offering to me. So somehow, if it can be done as an offering to Krishna, it's good. Question? Jai. 8:30 last darshan. No question. Valley cookies. Jai Gaurani Jai Ki. Jai Rukhani Rakhani Srukhani Rakhanathi Ki. Jai Jagannath Vadev Subhadra Ki.
Mandahini. She said, question is, I like to make deities. I make them out of porcelain, wood, ceramic, or fiberglass, and I even make clothes for them. But I'm very neophyte. I don't know if it's proper what I do, but I try to offer everything that I eat to them. Is it okay? I take care of them like they were my children. Is there any benefit for me to do this, even though they're not installed?
Well, if you have the installed deities, it's better. But, like Prabhupada's sister, as she had the small deities of Radha and Krishna, so she took care of them as a practice. First, Prabhupada took care of them, he gave to his small sister. So, like children, they take care. So, that helps them. The a fixture is like worshiping a fixture. I heard that Prabhupada, he had advised some lady, those who want cookie prasad, men can come here and ladies here. I move this all the way. So, that he was advising someone to worship Jagannath, like in a parental mood. So, that's possible. Ladies who want blessings can close their heads.